The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
If we can raise it to 15 in New York or Los Angeles,
Secretary,
or Seattle,
the viewers,
let's do it.
If you're both screaming at each other, the viewers won't be able to hear either of you.
Okay.
Does Secretary Clinton have the experience and the intelligence to be a president? Of course she does. But I do question her judgment.
President Obama trusted my judgment enough to ask me to be Secretary of State.
Do you regret your advocacy for the crime bill?
My husband has apologized. He was the president who actually signed it.
But what about you, Senator?
Secretary Clinton called them out. Oh, my goodness. They must have been really crushed by this.
The question was about the transcript of the speeches to Goldman Sachs. When everybody does it, okay, I will do it.
Secretary Clinton, you just heard her. Everybody else does it, she'll do it. We will release our taxes. Jane does our taxes. We've been a little bit busy lately. You'll excuse us.
Senator, well, you know, there are a lot of copies.
Senator, when are you going to release?
Unfortunately,
I remain one of the poorer members of the United States Senate, and that's what that will show.
You know, if Senator Sanders doesn't agree with how you are approaching something, then you are a member of the establishment.
Interesting comment, but you didn't answer the question.
I did. If that's
no,
the
you
way
didn't.
For, yes,
legend.
I did.
I think we're going to win this nomination, to tell you the truth.
I love being indifferent. It's great.
Only in New York, Scott. This is awesome. Good morning, America. Bill Martinez here a couple minutes after the top of the hour. A little highlights there, a little back and forth. You know, many had said that if Bernie had been this feisty with her all along, it may be even a lot closer. But it was quite entertaining.
You could see she was getting very upset.
Mm-hmm.
I also loved his when she said about the Goldman Sachs speeches. You know, if everybody else does it, I'll do it. And then Bernie took the opportunity to be like, there you go, you heard her. If everybody else does it, she'll do it.
Well, she did say in the process, I'm trying to remember exactly how she said it, and it wasn't in the highlight, but it was almost self-indicting about people that are reckless with, with top secret items. I mean, there was a line in there. There was something I thought that would probably come back and haunt her. Because she was just saying that if somebody did this, then they should be disqualified. And going, well, that's exactly what you've done, you know. So I don't know. I mean, but you know, this is you got to love about the Clintons and Hillary is that she's unabashed. I mean, she just says stuff like as if she just thinks that you know we're going to somehow be confused and think it was somebody else that said it, not her. And in this day of information, where you can look back and you know look at video file and that sort of thing, you capture her words, and her direct contradictions.
We don't do that though. We don't hold politicians accountable like that. And if you do, they act like you're crazy for some reason.
Yeah.
She also made it. You know, he said, you know, is she capable? Is she smart enough to do it? Yes. I just don't trust her judgment. And then she goes, well, President Obama trusts me enough to make me Secretary of State. I think if you could go back, I don't think he would.
Yeah. Well. I still got to tell you, Scott, I think that a lot is not being said. Though President Obama seemed to be pretty confident in that interview with Chris Wallace over the weekend and, in protecting and buttressing up Clinton. But he has to. I mean, she's the standard bearer. I mean, she's the heir apparent. He can't throw her under the bus. No way. But, our conversations with Ed Klein have indicated, the administration is really upset because these things, whether it's the Clinton Foundation, her personal server, these sort of things, the administration was aware. They knew what was going on, and they told her, hey, we don't like this. We don't recommend it. We don't think you should do this. And now, all of a sudden, it's coming back to bite them. and looks like it may bite him directly. Well, stay with us, America. We've got a whole lot to talk with. You know, it's another 3 hours of good fun right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 3 hours of all kinds of independent talk radio. Good fun. We're able to pursue the truth where others may not be able to because we're so totally independent. And that's to all our advantage because I believe if we're going to get this country back on track, it needs to be done so based on the facts and the truth. If we actually knew the truth, I think anybody could go to Washington, D.C. and probably straighten it out, at least have a clue as to what to do. You know, it just seems like our bureaucracy is content to be mired in all this confusion and, you know, back and forth stuff that doesn't move us forward and even, I'll say, progresses forward. I'll use their terminology, you know, effectively. It progresses us toward their objective, but not one that enhances and furthers the objectives of our founding fathers, what our U.S. Constitution promises to have. Oh, I know what it was last night that Hillary Clinton said. By the way, is Israel Ortega with us right now? Oh, he is right. Okay, good. Well, let's bring him on, and I'll bring this up with him. Israel Ortega is a writer for the conservative political news site Opportunity Lives. He has years of experience working in both the public and private sector, possessing a thorough understanding of a variety of public policy issues, including but not limited to immigration, education, political analysis, and Latin America. We're going to talk about Hillary Clinton's position on charter schools here in just a moment. Izzy, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Hey,
good fun last night in Brooklyn, huh?
Yeah.
Sure. They almost could have made it a pay-per-view there. I you know, Wolf Blitzer, I thought was going to, you know, almost go, you know, he was just about ready to have a fit, you know.
Yeah. No, it was great fun, and I think, you know, it was a big difference. You know, earlier on, I remember watching the earlier Democratic debates, and it was just a kumbaya, but last night they were just going at it back and forth. And I think, you know, they know that New York's vote on Tuesday matters a lot.
Well, yeah, I mean, she closes the deal there. It's it's pretty much done, and he's been on such a roll and been gaining confidence.
Yeah.
We'll see how that plays out. But I wanted to talk to you about Hillary Clinton's charter school stance. You know, and again, a lot of the policies she supports, you know, with her mouth, she's saying, "Hey, I'm supporting minorities." And this is the thing that sometimes, you know, for you and I, being Hispanic, especially the Hispanic favorables for Hillary are quite high. And I wonder, I go, okay, what are they, you know, what do they understand? Because it's quite clear by action that it's in contrast to what she says.
Yeah, that's right, Bill. Yeah, so I wrote a piece for Opportunity Lives, as you mentioned, and you know, really just taking a look at you know, Hillary. Actually, even last night, you know, she said, you know, every child needs an education, regardless of zip code, and you know, really talking about how she's a strong advocate for education. But in New York, a state that, of course, she represented in the U.S. Senate for 8 years, she was really skeptical of charter schools, and now that she's gotten the endorsement of the unions. She's now even attacking charter schools, something, by the way, that her husband was very supportive of, and she was as well, where she was the first lady. And this is important, Bill, because, you know, 93% of charter schools, of the charter schools in New York City, about 93% of them are minority students, particularly looking at success academies in the Bronx and Harlem, areas where there's a lot of low-income families. And she's opposing this. And so, I think that's important for folks who are supporting Hillary, particularly minority Americans, to understand that she is going after some of the schools that are providing a good quality education for lots of minority children.
Well, and that's the thing that's amazing to me constantly is that she will speak out against these things when the empirical facts are so solidly against her.
Mm-hmm.
And right. I guess she's just counting on the fact that Hispanics are just going to, you know, keep their head in the sand and not be aware of this. But
yeah.
I don't see that as being a case. I'm starting to see at a groundswell, you know, coming about that they're starting to realize, hey, look at, you know, we have a voice, you know, and this voice is maturing and we're getting an understanding of how to use this voice in a way, because if we don't speak up, we're going to get overrun. I mean, we had this conversation the other day. I mean, I got to tell you, I hate it when we bifurcate America. And, you know, in fact, somebody was asking me about this deal, about, you know, about me and, well, you're, you know, Hispanic and all this stuff you know, by name.
Yeah.
I said, look, let me tell you this. And I feel this solidly, that the hyphenation of America has made us the ununited States. Because we start breaking segments off.
Sure.
But the conversation was, how come blacks get more than Hispanics when there's more Hispanics than blacks? And and they said, well, because blacks complain louder. They make more noise. And Hispanics are starting to realize, hey, look, we may not have an Al Sharpton or a Jesse Jackson, not that we want one, but we need to do this in such a way, an intelligent way, so that we're getting, you know, if we're going to bifurcate America. I still don't think it's the best interest for us, because it ununites us, as I say.
Sure.
So anyway, that's my spin on it.
I'll add this too. I think it's also the fact that Hispanics don't vote in large numbers as African Americans. I think that's a big distinction. Even last time around in 2012, about half of the eligible Hispanics actually turned out to vote. So that makes a big difference, Bill. But I think, look, as more, I think the other thing too, you know, this is, I hate to say this, but it's true. And you know, I've watched, the major networks, you know, the Univision, Telemundo's, and by the way, they've invited me on their shows many times and I have a working relationship with them. But, you know, I've called them out on this because, you know, they spend so much of their time, airtime, just talking about immigration when poll after poll shows that, for Hispanics, the top issues, are education and jobs in the economy.
Exactly.
So it's not immigration. And yet, you know, they've done this. So I think that's part of the problem, Bill, is that, you know, frankly, a lot of Hispanic Americans don't realize that folks like Hillary and others are opposing something as important as school choice, something as important as providing, you know, families of low income more access to quality schools.
Well, I think there's a misalignment and understanding of most Hispanics' position on immigration. Because most people, and maybe I'm guarded and I'm really trying to, you know, drill deep into this, Izzy. I mean, you and I, you know, we're in a sense, you know, I had a big meeting with a big corporate operation, broadcast operation here last week. And they think, you know, just because I'm Hispanic that I should be an East LA vato. I wasn't raised that way. I'm sorry, you know, and I don't mean to insult anybody or anything like that. I just, and sometimes it's held against me. You know, because I'm not George Lopez. George Lopez. He lives in Beverly Hills. He wants to, for the surface, he's a comedian, and for the surface, he wants to be aligned with the Hispanic community, so he wants to make sure he doesn't get caught with a gringa and all that, and all that's fine and well. But, you know, I think it's a little bit different where you and I are coming from, and not that we're abandoning our culture, by no means.
We're trying to lead
our culture into a greater opportunity, I believe.
Yeah. No, absolutely. No, I agree completely with you. And that's the thing, Bill. I mean, this is where the Hispanic, you know, community, it's not monolithic. You know, there's a lot of folks who have different opinions about different things. There are folks who are supporting Donald Trump, for example, at 20%, and they feel, strongly about his take on immigration and building a wall.
Right.
And so, I mean, this is, you know, so the idea that, you know, Hispanics all think and vote in lockstep is just not accurate.
Exactly. Well, Izzy, you and I got to drill down on this another time, and I appreciate you coming on. Izzy Ortega on Bill Martinez Live. Thanks, Iz. It's 14 minutes after the top of the hour.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I've maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10-2-1-2 weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10-2-1-2 could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Getting America back on track.
It's a lie!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And speaking of after, well, after Panama Papers, the scores are descending on Capitol Hill, urging tax and transparency solutions. former Representatives Claudine Schneider, the Republican from Rhode Island, and Mary Jo Kilroy, the Democrat from Ohio, among other 70 faith, small business, law enforcement, local leaders, are pushing for bipartisan tax and transparency policies. And with us right now to discuss this is the new director for the Financial Accountability and Corporate Transparency. That would be the FACT Coalition. Gary Coleman is with us. Gary, congratulations on the new position with FACT. And I'm happy that we could have you on this morning to discuss this issue of the Panama Papers. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Well, break this down for us. You know, this thing really rumbled through, and I don't know if America is waiting for some the names of American politicians to come up on these Panama Papers or what. It's it just seems that this information relevant to us, you know, here domestically, that some of this information is being, you know, kind of slow-tracked in getting to us. What do you say?
So it's a lot of information. It's the largest leak in the history of the world, I believe. 11.5 million documents, 2.6 billion terabytes. I'm not even sure how much that actually is, but it sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
It is more is coming out. Obviously, people are continuing to go through those documents, and I would imagine that there will be more, although I don't say that I have insider information here, but assume that there will be some Americans that will show up in the papers. However, I will also say real quickly that it is not surprising that an overwhelming number of American companies or individuals are not in these documents, and we can talk more about this, but there are plenty of places in America where if Americans want to set up shell companies or secret companies to hide assets, they can do that here in the United States. So not surprising they wouldn't necessarily be a part of the Panama Papers in large numbers.
Well, we've got politicians, faith leaders going to D.C. saying, look, we've got a hold of some transparency here to make sure that, you know, shell companies are avoided. I mean, even as we stand right now, Gary, I've heard numbers anywhere from $1 to $3 trillion. And this is, you know, legitimate money, you know, that's made by, you know, former U.S. Corporations that's just sitting offshore right now. And I don't know what the government's thinking in terms of, you know, just saying, hey, look, we see you as an American company, you ought to bring that money here without offering any kind of incentive for a U.S. company to bring that money back home.
But yeah, I mean, I think the value of the Panama Papers and what people are beginning to realize is that, you know, people have talked about this for years, but the magnitude of the problem, as you say, you know, well, our estimates are about $2.4 trillion, U.S. dollars, are in secrecy jurisdictions around the globe. Estimates are above $20 trillion. I mean, this is an enormous amount of money you're looking at. You know, a third potentially of the entire GDP of the world is in secret jurisdictions. And it has specific harms, I think, that people are beginning to take a closer look at. You know, certainly tax avoidance and making sure that we have appropriate revenues and people aren't just hiding it for tax purposes is one problem. But I would point out, you know, you all down in Florida a few years ago, federal authorities arrested someone who had set up at least 29 shell companies to defraud Medicare. And so you are looking at whether it's drug money passing through these shell companies or laundering it, tariff financing, but also even closer to home are your sort of run-of-the-mill fraud cases where people are setting up these companies to hide money from authorities, and that hurts us all.
Well, of course, when you have this much money flying around, Gary, greed is not that far behind, and as you alluded to just a moment ago, the U.S. is the second easiest place on earth for criminals to set up anonymous shell companies. And, you know, when you have something like this in Florida being exposed, you got to know that, you know, this is, you know, we're barely at the, you know, the tip top of the iceberg and what we can see above the water here. You know, it's got to be a lot more, you know, a lot more pervasive and diabolical. Do we have any more updates on that right now other than we estimate? I mean, to have an estimate from $2 to $20 trillion, I mean, that's a broad range estimate. That's a lot of money in between.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sorry, let me clarify. So the $2.5 or so trillion is just the U.S., is the estimates of just the U.S. share. The $20 trillion is the global. So that is from European companies, Chinese companies, Russian companies, the entire world number is the 20 trillion number. But yes, there is, I think what we found, which is heartening, although we'll see how it plays out, is that we are, folks from across the political spectrum here are beginning to realize the magnitude of the problem, and while the certain tax debates are going to continue to be contentious, especially in election year,
yeah, right,
the idea of at least getting at this notion of secrecy and shell companies so we can find and root out the corrupt activity is gaining traction, and there's mm-hmm. bipartisan bill in the House introduced, and it would go a long way in requiring what they call the beneficial owner to be declared on your incorporation documents. It's actually a very simple solution. You know, we often talk about complex problems and they have complex solutions and people don't necessarily understand it. This is something the average person can clearly understand. When you go and take out a library card or you go to get a driver's license, you have to prove who you are. And if it's to get a library card, you may have to show your driver's license. You have to show some proof of residency. When you go set up a corporation in just about any state in the country, you don't have to prove anything. You can put down what they call a trustee or a guardian or the lawyer or accountant that's setting up the corporation as some sort of proxy for who the actual person who benefits and actually controls the corporation. So there's no way for law enforcement to get past the basic paper that puts the wrong person in charge of the company. If we could just end that, if we could simply add a line to the incorporation paper saying who is the actual owner who controls,
yeah,
you can take major steps in at least being able to go after the folks that are involved in nefarious activity.
Well, especially when you consider the consequences here, Gary. I mean, as you point out, I mean, Main Street America is getting clobbered both sides here. I mean, we lose the tax money. This money is being laundered. It's used against us, you know, for nefarious things like, you know, drugs and, you know, other, you know, all other, you know, corrupt types of activity that affect, you know, each of our neighborhoods across this country. So, I mean, this is a bad deal all the way around for us, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, you actually talk about Main Street, and that's something that also needs to be brought up in this debate. We often have debates where, you know, there seemingly is a clash between, you know, say, business interests and consumer interests or what have you. This is an area where small businesses are actually hurt. You know, when we talk about the various tax rates and who's paying what, the small business community is actually paying a heftier share of the tax burden because they don't have the spare cash or the ability to set up these havens or these secret companies. While it's not difficult to do, you have to have certain structures or at least the cash spare cash lying around to be able to do
exactly.
it. If you're running a pizza place, you're putting that every dime back into building your pizza place. However, if you are a multinational corporation, you have a lot of cash sloshing around your business, and it's much easier for you to put money in various places. And so we don't have an honest conversation about who's paying what on taxes because the small guys are getting hit. While the larger guys and the multinationals are able to escape that same responsibility.
Well, and a lot of Main Street instinctively and viscerally understands I guess the scenario is rigged against them. I mean, there's an unfair playing field. And I think all that America is asking for right now is let's find a way. Let's level the playing field. And this is just another aspect of how unfair it can be at times. And what frustrates, as you say, the very backbone of our country, which is, you know, small business and small business development. Gary Coleman is with us, Financial Accountability Corporate Transparency Coalition Director.
Brought to you by Iroko Pharmaceuticals, LLC. A new nationwide survey sponsored by Iroko reveals that only 3 in 10 Americans who experience pain feel that their symptoms are completely controlled. And only half of pain medication users feel confident that the medications they take are the safest and most effective for their pain symptoms. The survey also showed a lack of awareness and understanding about commonly used non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs, including the risks associated with them. The Understanding America's Pain survey shows that 47% of those surveyed do not know what NSAIDs are, and only 27% of medication users were aware of FDA recommendations regarding NSAIDs. Dr. Clarence L. Young, Senior VP and Chief Medical Officer of Iroco.
The FDA recommends people use the lowest effective NSAID dose for the shortest duration possible because of the serious cardiovascular and gastrointestinal risks associated with these medications. If you are in pain, it's important to talk with your doctor about which pain management option is best for you.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to the best of Bill Martinez live.
Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us right now. We've got John Zemerick with us, senior editor of The Stream. Go to stream.org for more information. He is the former press secretary to pro-life Louisiana Governor Mike Foster and a reporter and editor at Success Magazine and Investors Business Daily, among other publications. Also an author and co-author of 6 books, including most recent The Race to Save Our Century. John Zemerick, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good morning.
Hey, so after last night, I guess Hillary, did Hillary drive the burn to the airport so he could get to the Vatican on time? What happened?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't watch the Democrat debate.
Oh, I'll tell you, it was a rumble in the jungle there, you know, and only in Brooklyn. I mean, they felt very much at home, and a lot of people are saying if Bernie would have been this animated right out the gate, it'd probably be a closer story right now. It was quite the deal. I mean, Wolf Blitzer, he was beside himself. I mean, you see him like about ready to pull his hair out trying to contain them. I mean, it got pretty feisty, but it was good fun. But anyway, I want to talk about your article the Burn has been invited to see the Pope, huh?
Right. I believe it's coming up.
Yes, exactly.
He's been invited to speak at a major Vatican conference on politics and economics. And this is really one of the worst scandals in the history of the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bernie Sanders, if he were a Catholic, would not be allowed to receive Holy Communion because he is publicly in favor of abortion at every stage, right up to 5 minutes before the child be about to be born. Bernie Sanders thinks it should be perfectly legal for that child to be dismembered via partial birth abortion.
Right.
Bernie Sanders favors gay marriage and does not support any of the religious liberty protections that the Catholic Church says it needs. He supports the Obamacare mandate that could close down the Little Sisters of the Poor. It's hard to see where on any level he lines up with the Catholic Church per se. I think instead he just lines up with the personal politics of Pope Francis, who is a South American socialist himself.
Exactly, and that's what I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think that is the motivation and what drew them together. But yes, you have all this other luggage that comes along with Bernie Sanders. That how do you reconcile that? Because you know the Pope's handlers, at least my understanding, John, is that they're very careful about about some of the optics, but also careful about you know what kind of information he has access to. But maybe the ideal of socialism for those two, they have that in common, that trumps everything else, I guess.
I think it does. I mean, did you see him invite Donald Trump? No. In fact, he said Donald Trump is not a Christian because he favors controlling America's borders. But Bernie Sanders, who favors a million abortions a year, gay marriage, confiscation of private property. Oh, we're going to bring him and have him address the Vatican. Look, frankly, as a Catholic, this sickens me. And it's just another example of Pope Francis being reckless and abusing his office.
I think what happens, John, it just points out that how human we can be. You know, we're just human beings and you know, going along and after all, this isn't, you know, when the Pope talks about immigration, it's not ex cathedra. So,
right.
You know, he's just like us trying to figure it out. And of course, it's ironic when he talks about walls when, you know, last time I checked, when you go to the Vatican, it's not like it's real porous, is it?
That's right. I mean, I've often said I want the Vatican to offer Vatican citizenship to all the gypsies in Rome. These are right. Often homeless people who beg, give them citizenship and let them vote on how to dispose of the Vatican's art treasuries, art treasures, and you know all that gold and silver and jewels. You know, all of a sudden, I think the Pope would understand the value of limited citizenship, the value of restricting who gets to vote or what to do with your country's treasures.
Yeah, well, even from a standpoint of scripturally, you know, when you compare what the Bible has to say about borders and boundaries. I mean, God was very definitive. When the children of Israel came in, there was clear boundaries that were set up. And walls reinforced those boundaries. And, you know, so I'm not sure how he's reconciling that from a theological standpoint. But, you know, hey, we can be in a bucket of gum on that whole issue. You know, and I'm with you. I just flat out agree with his perspective on it. It could be a fun conversation. But, yes, without a doubt, Bernie going to Vatican, you know, being invited there. Wow, you go, what the heck is going on? Because meanwhile, here in America, John, I mean, who would have thought, you know, a couple of years ago that we would have this many, you know, I guess maybe we've got some new card-carrying socialists in this country, or maybe they're just coming out of the closet or what, because so many of these people, I mean, they talk to the millennials. The millennials really still, they're still in that process of understanding. I mean, you and I were there at one time as well, you know, so we offer grace. We understand that, you know, with experience comes more wisdom. And at least an understanding. But right now, there's a lot of emotion, knee-jerk reaction in this political cycle from them.
Right, right. It's interesting. We see Donald Trump has got a bunch of young people who don't know anything about World War II, so some of them are tempted by fascism. And the millennials don't remember anything about communism, so they're perfectly content to line up behind someone who calls himself a doctrinaire socialist. Remember this. Bernie Sanders didn't just like go to Denmark and France, countries with big government. He honeymooned in the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He set up sister city programs between a Soviet city and his city. He supported the Sandinistas when they were running concentration camps for anti-communists and Indians. And he wrote to them and supported them and passed resolutions for them. Imagine if Ted Cruz had honeymooned with his wife in apartheid South Africa and had been supporting the dictatorship, right-wing dictatorship in a country like Argentina. He would never live it down, and rightly so.
Exactly.
Why does Bernie Sanders get a pass for flirting and batting his eyes at disgusting, murderous tyranny? the double standard of what leftists get away with in America really is staggering.
Well, it is amazing. I mean, you know, we just had the president go to Cuba, and one of the big pictures he takes, of course, is front of that mural and monument to Che Guevara, and no outrage. I mean, but yet here in this country, we're concerned about who's using what bathroom. I mean, are we messed up or what here, John? Everything's turned upside down here. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're concerned about microaggressions and safe spaces. It's positively Orwellian, the way the left is trying to restrict conservatives and even moderates' freedom of speech. We're going to boycott the entire state of North Carolina because they won't let bearded transvestites use the opposite sex's bathroom, but the same artists like Bruce Springsteen and people will go play in countries. Ryan Adams will play in countries that have the death penalty for homosexuality. Staggering hypocrisy. I'm at the point now where I really can't take anything liberals say seriously because they're never self-consistent. Well, and they're never willing to cut anybody else any slack.
Well, and it's hard to have that conversation. It's kind of like trying to have a conversation in the Middle East with somebody who says, hey, John, you know, I want to kill you. And then you go, okay, well, what can we talk about now? Just show me the exit. There's nothing further to continue this conversation. And with progressives, it's all about their agenda. So if you don't toe up to it and follow their suit, they're going to use the heavy hand of the law to force you to do this. And this is the playbook. It's the Saul Alinsky playbook. And they're working it out very effectively. I mean, you know, think about it. What are we talking about? Less than 1% of people wanting to go to the bathroom in the other sex's bathroom. And we're going to turn the whole world upside down for the, you know, let's just say 99 more reasonable people that think that, hey, there's signs on the bathroom. You know, it says men, says women. You know, it's pretty well demarcated. Why are we confusing this whole issue? For 1%?
Yes.
Less than?
Not even 1%. Only 2% of Americans are gay. Think of what a tiny, tiny percentage are transgender. And then among that, what percentage don't bother to change their appearance that you would know what sex they really are?
Exactly. Well, John's America. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. 19 before the top of the hour right now, America.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the new Phenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the new Phenup because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The new Phenup Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Hello,
I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead to healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
I forgot to tell you, Carlos and Maria don't speak in English.
Yes.
Well, I'm back now.
Estamos encantados de conocer a tu mujer.
Sí, chico.
Oh, muchas gracias, muchas gracias. They want me to tell you that they're very happy to meet you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
¿Quieres un poquito de vino, María?
Gracias.
¿Lucy? Carlos, ¿quieres un poquito de vino?
Sí, muchas gracias.
Bueno, a sus saludes.
A la salud.
A Cubita Bella.
Ojaim.
It's Bill Martinez live.
We got our own Lucy girl with us. She is the Lime woman herself. The one and only Lauren Kitchen Stewart is with us right now.
If you start talking Spanish to me, that will be my reaction too, I assure you.
Lime.
I took it for 3 years and I still can go kill what it is.
Yeah,
what time is it? That's about all I got for you.
Well, I got to tell you. Well, did I ever play for you the first semester Spanish love song?
No.
Oh, Lauren, you and Robin tonight, just you will die laughing. It's hysterical. If you haven't seen it, they've got a bazillion viewers on this deal. It's the first semester Spanish love song. It is a hoot and a half.
I can actually go one
what
better than you, Lauren.
On Friday night. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
I can actually go one better than you, Lauren. I took it for 5 years. I actually passed the Spanish Masters, and the only thing I really remember is how to give directions, a la derecha, a la izquierda, and how to ask, where's the bathroom? ¿Dónde el baño?
And of course,
but at least that would help you out if you were in a country that spoke no English. I would be in trouble, except I'd know what time it was.
Well, in today,
if you know where to get the restroom, that's a lot more important.
Yeah, and in America, you got to today you got to have understand 26 different delineations for which bathroom you need anymore. I mean, it's just gotten so crazy here, Lauren. I mean, this is nuts. People don't want to play in states and all this. We were just talking with John Zemerick from the stream about this. This is crazy.
Well. I'm just having a really hard time with it because I have children especially.
Yes.
And my 6-year-old is very independent and sometimes we'll go to like little mom and pop restaurants and you know, like when we were there with you guys when y'all came to see us in Tennessee and you know, she'll run to the restroom real quick and some people will be like, but I mean, if it's right there, you know, she's like, I can go and you know, we'll keep a watch on her. I'll just stand outside because I'm trying to teach her to be independent. I don't want to think of some grown man coming in the restroom with her saying he's a woman today.
Right.
You know, that's not okay with me. But this with PayPal has really thrown me for a loop because I am a big PayPal fan. I have used PayPal for probably, I would say 15 years or longer since they launched, because I thought this is a great way to keep my finances safe. And matter of fact, one time someone broke into my PayPal account, and I mean, they have access to your checking, you know, all of your credit cards. And I want you to know they straightened it out, gave us back every penny, had the best customer service. And I order a lot off of like eBay, Amazon, and so I use them like on a weekly basis. But I'm going to call them today, and a lot of you might not know what's going on. Did y'all talk about that before?
No.
Family knows.
Okay. Let's tell us right now. Go ahead.
Well, in North Carolina, the governor, I believe his name is Phil McCrory, he signed legislation called HP2 that basically says that you have to go to the restroom that shows the gender that you are on your birth certificate. So when you're born and you're, you know, at the hospital, you come home with a birth certificate, your parents come home with it, they sign it. You don't need birth certificates a lot anymore, but you do sometimes, especially if you're traveling abroad and such. So whatever your birth certificate says, if you're male or female on that, that has to be the restroom that you use. Now, I don't know how they're going to enforce that or prove it, but anyway,
it's like, okay.
Everybody's got to carry around a copy of their birth certificate, I guess, in their wallet or in their purse.
Right.
So PayPal got real disgruntled about that. They were getting ready to open, I guess, a new store there that would provide over 400 jobs to Charlotte, $3.6 million investment for that area, and they pulled it, and they said, we're not going to do it. So the network I work for, they're like, hey, you know, we can't allow that because this is just, goodness gracious, because it's a slippery slope. If we start letting everybody go to every restroom because they feel like they're male or female that day, we just never thought we would see something like this coming. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to call them today. I'm going to say, I love you guys. You've provided an amazing service for me for the past 15-plus years. Mm-hmm. What's up with this, and are you going to change? You know, what you've decided. And if you're not, then I'm going to have to go with someone else. Now, I did start panicking going, who am I going to use? Because I'm not going to give my credit cards out over the Internet. You just can't do that.
Exactly.
And there is a new one called ProPlan. Mm-hmm. ProPlan. And people are shifting over to them if PayPal is not willing, you know, to make that adjustment and come to the table and say, you know, we shouldn't have decided that. I mean, to me, that's a no-brainer. Some of these areas that we discuss in politics every day, some people can say they're gray. You know what I'm saying? Depending on if you believe in the Bible, if you, you know, whatever your beliefs are. But this, to me, is not a gray area in the least.
Exactly. Well, we're going against reason and the nature of things that even our Constitution points to. And, Lauren, I mean, you know, we're just having this conversation with John. I mean, and I've had it all week long, it seems like. You know, we're talking less than 1%. We're talking a nano percentage of people that we're trying to accommodate here. If you want to accommodate, if somebody wants, if we need to come up with a third restroom that covers all the, from top to bottom, you can, whatever you feel like that day, if you're fluid, you know, because that's the latest one now, you can be fluid. That's another new gender.
Fluid,
yes. So, I guess it just depends on what side of the bed you wake up on, I guess, that day or whatever.
A lot of places do have restrooms that are either or. It's more of a family restroom, and there's only one, you know, urinal in there, one stall, whatever, you know, one toilet. And so only one family or one person can be there at a time. Airports have them. Some large restaurants have them. And I think that that's the answer right there. I mean, you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, I mean, let's just, you know, instead of trying to make this big deal, because what they do is they're really force-fitting something here, and it's becoming a wedge issue, and there's a responsible way to deal with this, so it's not contentious, because it's like, wait a minute, you know, are we becoming so open-minded here that our brains are falling out in the process? And then you got Bruce Springsteen, I don't want to play here, I don't play here, and then they look like absolute knuckleheads, because meanwhile, they just got back from some third-world country where they're abusing women, and doing all kinds of, you know, cutting of them and whatever, and they're like doing that, and they've made $1 billion here in the United States meanwhile, and now they're disenfranchising an entire state, and then you got the NFL getting involved in this stuff. It's like, hey, where's the NFL going to be left to play in anymore? I mean, you know, maybe just every year they'll have to just play in San Francisco, I guess, or something.
Well, they're not thinking these things through. They're not thinking their choices through. What's happened is a country, we are so caught up in being politically correct. Well, what does that even mean anymore? You know, I mean, what's politically correct to you and to me could be a different thing, but they want to be, you know, PC. We don't want to rock the boat. Like, so it's a double standard.
Well, it's not politically correct, Lauren. Yeah, it's not politically. It's progressive. It's progressively correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying, is that if you're a progressive and you're lining up with all the progressives, you're okay. You can talk. You have a place. We want to hear from you. Anything other than being progressive, then if you need, you know, if you make us, we'll be happy to do that. We'll get the Supreme Court. We will use the long hand and arm, mm-hmm. strong arm of the law to shut your mouth. And we'll take away your business. I mean, Lauren, when I was in Nashville, we were at NRB. It broke my heart talking with Melissa and Aaron Klein. You know, they were the mm-hmm. ones that, you know, had the bakery up mm-hmm. up north, and just mm-hmm. sweet people. And I don't know, I just felt like I had to ask, you know, with all the stuff that's going on, I said, how are you doing? You know, I mean, this has been your mm-hmm. dream and everything mm-hmm. that you wanted mm-hmm. to do and what mm-hmm. you draw happiness from. And, you know, she started crying, and you could just tell that how deeply grieved she is over this. And that her dream and her passion has been, you know, has been taken away from her. But of course, we know differently. And I told her, I encouraged her. I said, look, I know you're going through a season right now, but I believe what mm-hmm. God's going to do for you on the other side is always greater than what, you know, what temporary affliction that we may feel at that moment. And that's all I could say to her. I mean, because I was sitting there just watching her, and I'm going, oh God, what do I say to her? You know, to encourage her, because here is a woman. I mean, we got people out there that don't want to work. They're on the public mm-hmm, dole mm-hmm. and all this. Mm-hmm. And you have a woman who has a dream and a passion, and she's going along, you know, her and her husband, her family, and she's just doing what she naturally loves to do. And all of a sudden, the government comes in and says, no, we're going to stop you. You can't do that.
Well, in addition to that, I mean, I interviewed someone, I can't remember her name, on the show that I host on American Family Radio, and they were not only trying to shut her business down, but they were trying to take her to court and sue her. And so Governor Phil Bryant here in Mississippi, I think all he was saying is, look, if something offends your religious beliefs, you do not have to serve that person. That was all they were saying. They didn't say it's okay to lynch them, to, you know, throw them out to dry. It's just like, hey, I don't feel comfortable because that's not what I believe. And I feel like if I provide the service that I'm partnering with you. And now I'm going to tell you, this is the frustrating part. If it was a Muslim belief, it was a Hindu belief, Buddhist belief, whatever belief you can come up with, it would be supported. And we have to stand on the front lines for what we believe. You know, the days of burying your head in the sand are long gone. But you can't do it anymore, because you've got to be involved and know that your vote matters, your voice matters. And we got to get behind these people. And I said, these artists are canceling their concert. I'm going, okay, so you're all about being there for the common good of the man.
Exactly.
That's not what you're saying when you're not supporting these families that they're trying to come after and take everything they have. Not just shut their business down, but take them to court and sue them and
exactly.
leave them homeless on the side of the street.
Yeah, with the Kleins, the penalty was $143,000. That was the penalties. But because, you know, people came alongside, crowdfunded and everything, they were able to pay that bill. But even more importantly, to me, that's kind of a drop in the bucket compared to mm-hmm. losing your dream. Having the very heart of you, a part of your soul carved out, you know, for something that you believe in. So, you know, that conversation will continue.
That.
There it is.
Okay,
amen. Well. All right. It's Life with Lauren. Say goodnight, Lucy.
Ooh, goodnight, Lucy.
All right. You got it, honey. Okay. Love you back. Be good, honey.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.